Yeah, man. It's real easy. Once you figure out where all the hidden little things you got to change are, you put them in the right format with the right spaces and the right letters and this and that and the other. Once you get all those things figured out, where they're all hidden and all that, it's easy.
Yeah, that's why I say the DR mode is the easiest way to do it. The radio should come preloaded with the majority of the repeaters in it, but it's kind of outdated, but it does all of that for you, so it's a little bit easier when you get into that DR mode and get that working.
Except I don't have a repeater anywhere near me, so what good is that?
Well, you got that hot spot, but it's good for traveling, but it'll work with your hot spot too. It can be tricky getting it right if you don't have the CQ in there. It'll only go to the repeater, so you'll sometimes you only hear half the conversation and stuff like that.
Sean, you ain't got no audio.
Hello. Wow. That's chitty chitty bang bang.
Yes, very bad. Sorry to complain, but I'm tired of hearing that. KABB, I'll jump out.
It's a new node, so I've got to get it adjusted right. Not a big deal. But anyhow, as far as the D-Star stuff goes, everybody always says, oh, it's so easy, you just press the button and this. Yeah, providing all these other things are done correctly first, you know, then it's easy, which is not easy because, you know, they just subtract all that goofy rigmarole it takes to get to the point where then it's easy. Well, so is everything I've ever done. Once I figure out all the hard parts, it is easy.
I think you may have made it harder on yourself nuking the programming, but because it should have come preloaded with the repeater list, and then it is easy. Once you get in that DR mode, it does all the hard stuff for you. So, I don't know, out of the box, my radios were pretty easy. I think you just put in the call sign, and it's good to go.
So why wouldn't factory reset put it back to where it came from the factory? Or do they, like, factory reset it, then load something that you have the potential to nuke by doing a factory reset? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you are talking an older generation radio, too, so it may be something that they learned their mistake from, because I believe maybe from the factory it didn't come loaded with that repeater list and you had to go to ICOM and download it, but the newer radios do have it already in there. I don't know, that D-Star info will give you, you can go in there and you give it, put in your zip code and what radio you have, and you give it a percentage of how many analog and digital repeaters you want, and it'll, you just download a list and it'll give you a file that you just load right into the programming software, and then the radio knows all the repeaters around.
Yeah, but that then begs the other question. I am not near any repeaters, so what good does it do for me to get into this DR mode and get the list of repeaters when I can't hit one from where I'm at? So, I mean, that's great, but again, what am I going to do, get in my car and drive north until I can hit Auburn? You know, I I got to get my hotspot running. And all the caveats are there for the hotspot as well. So, I don't know. It's just, like I said, something is seriously, I'm sure there's some space I don't have in there or some letter isn't correct. It should be G instead of C, or I remember when I did this once before, I got successful, and then I was so frustrated when I got it done, I never looked at it again. And, you know, so I've got to figure out how to do it with the hotspot. I've got the easiest hotspot on Earth. It's the OpenSpot 4 Pro. It couldn't be any easier yet, and I do everything they say, and it seems like it's working. It comes back and tells me that's where I'm connected. And when I talk, and crickets, there's just nobody out there, nobody talking. I call, somebody answers, nobody answers. So maybe it's just, is it that dead? Maybe I am going out, and it's just that dead. I don't know.
Yeah, it's so easy. Even Sean can't figure it out.
Fred, let's switch everything to D-Star today.
We had this discussion 20 years ago, I think. Yeah, no. Yeah, like I was saying, you can put your hotspot in there as a repeater, and it'll work. But it does want a 2x3 call sign. So if you don't have that, you got to add in spaces. And yeah, there's some weirdness, but. The majority of the time, you don't even have to worry about that.
Yeah, it's so cool that the manufacturers had to preload settings for repeaters into users' radios so that it could work better for them.
I got this little ID51, and I've got this OpenSpot 4, and I want to see the two of them talk together. I want to make a contact, and then I'll say, been there, done that, got the T-shirt, moving on.
I'm on the Auburn Hills machine. I think it's linked to 24 Charlie now. It looked like it wasn't linked to anything, but I hit the link button. I don't know if you want to try it. Otherwise, you can wait until I get home, and we can figure out what's going on.